This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Apostle Kenny Townsend.
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. And thank you all near and far for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of almost 30 years, none other than in the person of.
Amen. I'm Minister Mildred Townsend.
And together we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration Outreach Ministry broadcast, a prayer line. That's right, where you can receive prayer. The Bible says men ought to always pray and to not faint. And we're here to tell you today, brothers and sisters, that prayer definitely changes things. You know, even back in the Old Testament, so important was the elements of prayer that God summed it up through the mouth of the prophet by saying, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people,
yes,
which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, turn from their evil ways, seek my face, then will I hear from heaven. Yes, that was Old Testament scripture that is still relevant for us today. For many within the confines of the body of Christ have slipped into darkness and debauchery once again. Yes, every man is seeking to establish his own righteousness. And when it's all said in the eyesight of God, there is a way, Minister Mildred, that seemed right unto man, but in the end thereof is death. When we go to the book of Revelations, so serious is our walk with God. So serious is what we do for the Lord, until even on the Isle of Patmos, just before the beloved apostle John summed up the sealing of the book, the beloved angel and Jesus testified to it by saying, if any man will add to the sayings of this book, stay with me on this, brothers and sisters. If any man will add to the sayings of this book, then him God will add to the plagues in his life. Watch this. And if any man takes away from the saying of this book, his name will be blotted out of the book of life. Now, I don't know if that's registering in your brain substantially or not, but that sounds like somebody just lost what we call eternal salvation. You see, brothers and sisters, the same thing it takes to get Jesus, and that is believing in him.
Yes.
Amen. Turning, having a desire to turn from a wicked lifestyle.
Yes, Lord.
The same thing it took to get him, believe it or not, it takes that same thing to keep him.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes, I know that there are a lot of preachers out there telling you that, hey, listen, once you get saved, it's a done deal. There's nothing you can do to earn salvation. Yes, let's not confuse the issue. You can't earn salvation. But it's just like anything else. If I give you a car,
yes, Lord,
and that car is running, and it's got oil, and it's got gas in it, and it's got all of the components that it needs to get you where you need to go. If you don't maintain,
yes, Lord,
what's needed to keep the car going, then it's going to stop running. Well, if we were to just evaluate that spiritually and physiologically speaking, it's the same thing.
Yes, Lord.
I mean, look all around you. Does not life itself tell us about how things are sustained? And yet there is a message out there that is resonating in the minds of people, letting us think that we can just live any kind of way and that, you know what, it doesn't matter. God's got it back. He's got your back. No, Jesus summed it up this way. Why callest thou me Lord, Lord, and do not the things, watch this, that I've commanded?
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. On that note, we thank and praise God for you joining us again. Get on the phone, call a friend, call a neighbor. Tell them that Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, is now on the air. And on that note, we're going to give it over to Minister Mildred. Amen. She's going to share a scripture with us, and then we're going to go before the throne of grace in prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Coming out of the book of Luke, starting at the 10th chapter and the 2nd verse. Therefore said he, Jesus, unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lamb among the wolves. Carry neither purse, nor strip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. My God, hallelujah, glory to God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you first for the reading of your word. Lord, to tell you thank you for being so good to us. Dear God, we come to you thanking and praising you, knowing that you are everything. Lord, you are our everything. And we thank you today, knowing, God, that with you, God, there's nothing glory to God. And we just want to thank you, Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you for all the things that you've done, all the things that you're going to do. And dear God, all the ones out there in the radio land that need a touch today, God, we're crying out that you will just have your way in their lives. Lord, that you would just have your way today in their lives. Truly, we need you, Lord. We cannot go on any longer without your help. Father, we plead today that you would just have mercy on your creation. Lord, your creation need help. And we're praying, God, so much are going on all over the world. We're looking at the Paris incidents, how the terrorists and different things are happening all over this world. God, if your people don't get it now, when, Lord? So we're asking you, Lord, to open up the eyes of your people. Open up the ear gates. Open up the eye gates, God, to see that we're in the end times, Lord. Help us all to know, Lord God. Without you, Lord, we can do anything. Without you, Lord, we'll be lost. But we're thanking you and praising you, Lord God. As you look on your people behind the prison wall, as you look on behind your people, Lord God, in the nursing home, in the hospitals, all over this land, Lord God, have mercy on the children, God. Have mercy on the young people, God. Have mercy upon your creation, the church, Lord. Have mercy today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for who you are in our lives. We thank you for what you're going to do today in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, Lord, we just give God the praise and thanks. And even last week, we wasn't here, amen. We had a recording because I was in Chicago. My husband and myself went to Chicago for the homegoing of my sister. And I just want to thank all the ones that was so lovable. You know, that prayed, yes, Lord, number one prayer, I believe in the power of prayer. And I knew it was the prayer of the saints, amen, the righteous that availed much, amen, that even blessed me, amen. And the ones that sent monetary gifts and all of that. Lord, I appreciate you. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. And you know who you are. And most of all, God know who you are. And I just bless you in the name of Jesus. And then thank you from the bottom of my heart. You know, truly God is good. And when death comes, amen, that's what we telling people. Be ready. Amen. Don't get ready because it's too late to get ready. But you got to be ready. And Ruby, my sister, she was ready. Amen. And I thank and praise God even for her home going and just go to show you how many lives that she had touched. It was just so packed and so full of just love. And, you know, people saying how she packed and impacted their lives. So I just say, you know, every day we live our funeral. We live our funeral every day. So we might as well, amen, walk up right before him and truly, amen, regardless of what people have to say after you're gone, amen. One day you want to hear him say, well done, thy good and thy faithful servant. Amen. And that's all I wanted to share with everybody, the one that has been so kind and all the cards and acknowledgments. I just really thank God from the bottom of my heart. I was really, amen, encouraged. And I just thank and praise God for you, the one that I prayed, like I said, first of all, glory to God, the monetary gifts and all. And I thank God. And I just want to give a shout out to some of the people that are a regular of ours that truly has been such a blessing. Amen. All through the broadcast and many broadcasts. And Evangelist Ross, amen, there in Natchez. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know who you are, Evangelist Ross. Amen. Annie Ross. Yes, I always say Evangelist Ross. We just love you, and we just thank God for you. Amen. Just have the love of God all over you. Amen. And we want to thank God for all, everybody. I want to thank God for, amen, for Sister Caesar there in Jonesville. Praise the Lord. God bless you and your family. Minister McNeil over there in Leesville. Amen. Jonesboro, I'm sorry. Amen. I didn't have the names down. But nevertheless, amen, we thank God for you, and we just want to let you know that we love you. Praise the Lord. And just thank God for the one that came up to the radio station the week before and brought in. You know, it's just a blessing. Amen. Just want to thank God for all of you. And you know who you are, and God going to bless you accordingly. Amen. And I love you with the love of the Lord, and so do Bishop. And Bishop, don't you have something to share concerning tomorrow? Amen.
Oh, yes. Hold on just a second. Amen. It slipped my mind. I was just listening there as you were giving the shouts out and thanks and appreciation, you know. And sometimes it's easy to say I love you, but,
yes,
amen, there were people that came up and genuinely shared their love. Amen. Even before we left the radio station, there were, amen, several that called and said, Bishop Townsend, you know, you and your wife got to go, and we want to sow a seed of love,
yes,
into you all's life. And as Minister Mildred said, amen, they wouldn't want us to say their names, but they know who they are.
Yes.
And we certainly appreciate them. And God saw your labor of love.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He saw what you done, and you did it as unto the Lord. And therefore, we speak a proper reward,
thank you,
over
Lord,
your life, because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, amen, you did not do it out of a pity.
Yes.
You did it out of love.
Love.
Amen. And that's what happens. The Bible says, owe no man anything
but
to love him.
Yes,
I,
Lord,
genuinely felt the love from our brothers and sisters.
Amen.
That shared their prayers. And those that didn't have anything of a tangible nature to give, your prayers were even that much,
hallelujah,
more substantiated,
yes,
in our life. And we thank and praise God for that. But again, amen, for those of you that have been praying, and those of you that have been standing with us near and far,
yes,
I'm here to tell you prayer changes things.
Yes, it does, Bishop.
Amen. And I want to tell you right now, we have been praying and we have been asking God for a building where we can have church service,
yes,
so that we can invite you, our brothers and sisters. Well, let me tell you, be the first to tell you, you didn't hear it through the grapevine. You're getting it straight. Amen. I ain't going to say donkey.
Yeah.
And I ain't going to say horse.
Yeah.
But I'll say you're getting it straight from the bishop's mouth.
All right.
God has heard your prayers.
Thank you, Lord.
And God has opened up a door. And we will be having our first Sunday church service in Pineville, Louisiana, at the College Drive Baptist Church, right behind the college. Those,
yes,
of you in Pineville, you know where it's at. Amen. It will be at 12 o'clock noon.
Yes.
And we're inviting each and every one of you to come out. Listen, I don't care how you look. Look, I don't care. If you're dressed up, fine. If you're not dressed up, fine.
Amen.
Come on out. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We want to, amen, pray with you. Amen. We,
yes,
want to speak God's blessings of salvation over your life.
Mm.
This thing, amen, is not about people's names being added to the roll. We're talking about your name being added in heaven.
Hallelujah,
this is,
Jesus,
what our agenda and,
glory,
assignment is, to be able to help people.
Mm.
And you know what? Amen. We're still going to the nursing home,
yes,
at 9:30 at the Hilltop Nursing Home. But God has opened up a door where we'll be having church service at the right behind the college at the College Drive, located 1400 College Drive in Pineville, Louisiana. Listen, come on out. Receive an anointed word from the Lord,
yes,
that will help you in your current day situation.
That's right.
Amen. Whatever you're going through today, God has the answer. Amen. In the word of God. And whatever strongholds are in your life, the power of God is able to not break. He's able to destroy the works of the enemy.
Ooh,
the Bible,
yes,
says,
Lord,
Jesus came to not break the works of the enemy. Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy. Amen. And we thank God for, amen, the pastor over in Pineville, that we were able to speak with him and his congregation, and they were so eloquently loving and caring to what it was that we were trying to accomplish in the area. And one thing I can tell you, and those of you that know Bishop Townsend know one thing for sure, and I adamantly say this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, if God's not in it, I don't want it.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't care whatever it is. If God's not in it, I don't want it. This is not about, amen, making a name for yourself.
Yes.
This is not about being looking good and you trying to shine. You know, I often hear people say, people trying to stop my shine. Wait just a minute. I thought it was about Jesus.
Thank you.
If it was about Jesus, you ain't got no business trying to shine.
My God,
praise
my God.
Be to God. Amen. We're supposed to let the light of Jesus Christ. See, if you had your own light, why would you follow Jesus?
Amen.
You wouldn't need his light. So when it's all said and done, they're not trying to stop your shine. You're trying to do like Lucifer. You're trying to shine on your own.
Jesus.
We can't be that way, people of God.
Come on, preacher.
No. We've got to listen. Uh-uh. Why do you think John said that so eloquently? He said, I must decrease.
So
that he may increase.
Lord help us.
In other words, John said, this ain't about me.
Thank you.
And
Lord.
To every preacher and to every minister and to every individual out there, you know it's not about you. And I thank God for Pastor Harrell over there in Pineville. Amen. And he said that so beautiful. He says, you know, we want to make sure that God is doing this.
Yes.
And amen. And if God is not doing it, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves and we don't want to get behind ourselves. But we thank God for the congregation over at the College Drive Baptist Church. And we thank God for Brother Mark and all of the other saints of God over there, Brother Marshall. And amen to all of the other people of God that opened up their door and said, come on, Brother Townsend. Amen. We believe that God has mandated for you to do this. And our job is to just go back. And also, Minister Mildred, I've got to give a shout out, and we forgot to do this, got to give a shout out to God's Church of LeCount, Louisiana.
Amen.
I don't know how that slipped my mind, and that there's no way in the world I was going to let that slip my mind. But I thank God for Apostle Sheila Waddy and the God's Church family. Amen and amen. How they were a blessing to us, and how by them being a blessing to us, we were able to be a blessing
to
other people.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Somebody blessed Apostle Waddy, and amen, they blessed her, amen, with a lot of chickens. And she came and said, Bishop Townsend, do you know somebody? And so we went through the neighborhood looking for folks in need as we were going out. Amen. And we went in some of the neighborhoods that most people said would be considered less desirable.
Yes, Lord.
But we went to those places and we let those people know, listen, God loves you.
Yes.
And he's not forgotten about you. Amen. And how that, amen, we went up to some of them. And, you know, as I said before, some people are not used to just somebody blessing them with something. They want to know, well, what strings are attached? The only string attached is that Jesus wants to save you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Jesus wants to bring you out of that state of mind that the enemy has held you captive. One young lady, when we came up to her, I guess she had been in so much trouble, Minister Mildred, until she got ready to take off and run.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to holler and said, no, we come in peace. We're not the police. She grabbed her heart. Amen. She wasn't big as a switch, bless her little heart, but she was scared. She was afraid. And I let her know that, no, we come here to pray with you. We've come here, amen, to be a service to you. And people of God, this is what Moments of Inspiration Outreach Ministry is about, reaching out to God's people. Amen. Listen at me carefully, letting the light of Jesus Christ shine.
That's right.
Not Bishop Townsend, not Moments of Inspiration Ministry. Letting the light of Jesus Christ in this world that we're living in, let it shine. So again, we'd like to invite you. Tomorrow is the day. Listen, we will make epic history in Pineville. And those of you that prayed, listen, it would not be a grand celebration without you coming.
That's right.
Amen. As we speak God's blessings upon this service tomorrow. Amen. As we pray and we usher in the mandate that God has mandated down in this region. Amen. We know that this region, amen, has been controlled by demonic strongholds for a long time. But you know what? As the men and women of God come together,
yes,
solemnly in the anointing of God's Holy Spirit, we can break and destroy,
hallelujah,
the stronghold of the enemy. The word of God says one can chase 1,000.
Hallelujah.
Two can put 10,000 to flight. So again, brothers and sisters, listen, if you need directions, you can call us at 662-704-0630. Amen. We will give you directions. But I believe those of you from Alexandria and Pineville already know about the college in Pineville.
Amen.
And it's right behind the college.
Louisiana College.
That's right. If you're coming in off of Main Street or military, it doesn't matter, whichever direction you come, amen, you know you got to turn into the back of that college. And as you turn in from the back, the first street that you hit is going to be College Drive.
Mm-hmm.
When you make that left,
there it is.
You go on down about a half a block or so, and you look to your right, and you're going to see Amen. The College Drive Baptist Church. Amen. We'll be there tomorrow, 12 o'clock, high noon, for service tomorrow. Our first service in Pineville, Louisiana. And we thank God for the pastor, Pastor Charles Harrell, and his wife and congregation. Amen. For affording us that opportunity. We thank and praise God for blessing this. And not only that, listen, if you're one of those early birds, I'd like to encourage you to visit them. Their service starts at 10 o'clock. Amen. And so you can visit them equally as well. But Moments of Inspiration Ministry will be having their service at 12 o'clock. And so those of you that said, Bishop Townsend, amen, we'd like to fellowship with you. We'd like to come be with you in the service. We appreciate the teaching that God is sharing with you and the word of God. Listen, 12 o'clock high noon at the place, 1400 College Drive in Pineville, Louisiana. Anything else, Minister Mildred?
Amen. Basically, Bishop, that's what we're just looking forward to. The ones that have called and wanted to know, where's your church at? Well, now you can come and meet us at that place. Amen. The place that the Lord has opened the door that we're to be there. Amen. And we're just really just welcome everybody. Amen. That is able to come out.
All denominations are welcome. All nationalities are welcome. And all seats are free. And as I've said before, amen, come as you are. But I'm here to tell you.
Won't leave.
Amen. Anybody that came in contact with Jesus Christ
did not leave
the same way.
The same way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And throughout the history of my reading the Bible. Now, that's the thing. And I've got to be honest with you and tell you this. This is the reason why we have people, amen, when they come, amen, people are coming from a religious mind. But when you come in the spiritual essence of who the Son of God is, you cannot be the same. I'm here to tell you, there's no way. The woman that had the issue of blood, Minister Mildred, when she came within a certain proximity and perimeter of Jesus Christ, her life was dramatically changed. The man that had the 2,000 demons, the legion of devils in him, when he came in contact with Jesus, his life was not the same. I'm here to tell you, brother.
Glory to God.
A change is going to take place.
Thank you, Jesus.
Some of you that are going through mental issues, come on out tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Some of you that are going through relationship problems with your family members,
Jesus,
come on out.
Jesus.
Amen. We believe in the power of prayer. We believe, amen, in reaching out and helping God's people. And Jesus said it so eloquently. He said, when you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it as unto me.
Mm.
Amen. I'm here to tell you that a person who was once an alcoholic, who was once a drug addict, who was once a gang banger and gang leader. If God changed me.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. I don't care what your circumstance is. God can do it.
Amen.
The question is, do you want it?
That's right.
Amen. Do you want it? No, you can't do anything to earn salvation. Amen. Well, is there anything that I can do to get it? You know, many times we say that, but here the truth of the matter is, yes, there is something you have to do. And that is you have to repent.
Repent. Turn from.
Amen. And that is a work in itself. Even the apostle, not the apostle, but John the Baptist said, bring fruit that is meat for repentance. Yes, if there is a work that must be done, that is the work that you must do. You must be willing to come with a repentant heart. It doesn't matter what prayer you repeat. If your heart is not right, then as I often tell people, even when it comes to baptism, Minister Mildred, you can go down a dry devil and come up a wet one.
Mm.
Simon the Sorcerer did that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Simon the Sorcerer followed followed the apostles, and he saw a man. And so a lot of times, you know, everybody ain't coming around for the right reason. That's right. We know that already. A lot of people are not coming around for the right reason, but that's not your call. That's not for you to judge. That's not for you to say. Because in due season, whatever is not right, God is exposing whatever's not right in this season. And one of the things that I can tell you in the body of Christ, not get ready, children of God.
Be ready.
Stay ready.
Yes, stay ready.
Because
there's
going to be an onslaught of demonic activity as never happened before in the history of our existence.
It's happening.
And if you are not geared up with the spirit of discernment and the power of the Holy Ghost to give you the discernment that you need, I'm here to tell you that many of God's people are going to be deceived. And the Bible clearly says this, Minister Mildred, because iniquity shall abound,
the love of many
shall
wax cold.
Now, watch this. Jesus wasn't talking to sinners when he made that proclamation.
My God, my God.
Jesus was talking to so-called people of God that the love of many would wax cold. And we can honestly say that we see that mandate even operating right now, because there's a spirit that is emanating throughout the confines of the body of Christ. And you know what it says? Every man for himself, but God for us all.
My Lord, my Lord.
Family, God does not operate that way. No. Listen to me very carefully. There is no room for racism in the body of Christ. Listen to me very carefully. Amen. There is no room for racism.
You can't get to
heaven. There is no such thing as the black church, the white church, the Hispanic church, the Asian church. There's only one church. And Jesus said it so eloquently. He said, upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We are a victorious people. Praise be to God. Amen. I believe we're going to go to the prayer line. Amen. Someone is calling already. All right. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the prayer line. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Yes, this is Dr. Kenneth Smith over here in Georgia. I just called to say congratulations. I'm so happy for, Lord Jesus, for Bishop Townsend and Minister Mildred. I just praise the Lord for y'all.
Thank you, sir. That's our brother from Georgia. Prophet in the house.
Hallelujah. The Georgia prophet in the house. And I prayed to God when I got off y'all broadcast. I say, Lord, give your people a place that they may be able to abide and do your will. Because one thing about it, I must say, y'all not going to talk about it. I know through the power of God, y'all going to be about it.
Hallelujah.
Got you, brother.
Thank you, Jesus.
Listen, Minister Smith, we ain't new to this thing. We true to this thing.
Hallelujah.
Well, I know that. That's it. And I just want y'all to continue to pray for me and my family, you know.
Amen, amen. And I want you to know that when you make your way back to Alexandria and around the kinfolks, you certainly got to come, amen, and be within our midst so that we can share and, amen, share with the people of God as well, because we haven't made the acquaintance with you personally in the flesh, but we want to put our hands in your hand and your wife's hand, amen, just be able to fellowship in the beauty of holiness and what God wants us to do. By this they will know you are my disciples by the love that you have. And you've shown love from a distance, but we want to be able to show love up close, up front, and personal.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Well, I surely appreciate that, and I love you and Minister Mildred, and may y'all God continue to bless. And to Minister Mildred, we just want to say we continue to ask God to continue to strengthen you and the loss of your sister. But one thing we know, that earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal, and one thing we guarantee, that she's already in the kingdom, because when you're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, you might not know where you've been, but you definitely know in God where you're going.
Hello.
Watch out, preacher.
Hello.
Listen here.
I'm gonna leave it at that. And while
all right.
I don't know if she's got a radio on or not, but I just want to say I love you to all my sisters and brothers in Central Louisiana, and especially to my 82-year-old mother, Mother Mary Ella Ricard. This your baby son from Georgia saying I love you, and y'all be blessed.
Thank you. God bless you.
Kenyatta LaKendra, y'all be blessed too, all right?
God bless you.
God bless you. All right.
Kenyatta and Lou, y'all take care. Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord.
Minister Kenneth Smith.
Such a beautiful spirit.
One of Alexandria's very own, amen. Alexandria fed and Alexandria bred.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now residing up in Georgia, amen. But he got us via the internet, and we thank God, amen. He's shown that he's been on our prayer line a couple of times. Amen. And we thank God for him, amen. Always an encourager in the things of God. But you too can call, but we just wanted to get that information out there to our brothers and sisters, because time is of the essence. Amen. And all the bickering and fighting and the division that the enemy has been perpetrating, amen, we've got to, amen, rise above that.
That's right.
Amen. We've got to rise above that, amen. We've got to get out of this frame of mind where men are fighting women and women are fighting men.
Yes.
Listen, let me tell you something. Time out for this, amen. The Spirit of God is not restricted. Yes, there is an order, but, amen, let God, amen, work the order the way it's supposed to be, unless it is bringing grave danger.
That's right.
Amen. If it is bringing grave danger within the Institute of Salvation, yes. But other than that, I often tell people this. Down through the years, as we began to look at how things were advertised, and just look at this. But the most important thing is this. People don't understand this. 50 years ago, or maybe even more than that, you used to get your Clorox bleach, Minister Mildred,
mm-hmm.
in a glass bottle.
Yes.